Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the hidden alpha, the hidden potential, in corporate websites. Can you believe how much information is buried in those digital pages?
I know, right? It's like a gold mine of data just waiting to be unearthed. This Wolf Research report, analyzing S&P 500 company websites since 2013, is mind-blowing.
Absolutely. They scraped a massive 190 gigabytes of data over 85 million web pages. And what did they find? A correlation between a company's web presence and its stock performance.
So bigger, deeper, more sophisticated websites, better stock performance? That sounds almost too simple. How does that even work?
Well, they use two sets of signals. One is based on web metadata, like the number and size of pages. Informative websites seem to correlate with future outperformance. The other uses topic modeling, leveraging their Kesbert finance language model. Companies leading in their industry, raising unique topics on their sites, also tend to do well.
Fascinating. It makes sense, though, doesn't it? A robust website suggests a company is invested in communication and transparency. That probably attracts investors, right?
Exactly. And get this. Their Wave investment strategy using this website data achieved a sharp ratio of 2.1 and a 16% CAGR since 2020. Incredible. And as website data improves, so does the model's performance.
But wait a minute. What about companies like Berkshire Hathaway? Their website is famously bare bones and they've done phenomenally well. Doesn't that contradict this whole thing?
I see. Interesting. It's a good point. There are always exceptions, right? And like any market signal, this one will likely fade as it's exploited. It's not foolproof, just another interesting tool.
Right. Like, this isn't about blindly following website size. It's about the information revealed, the company's focus, its evolution reflected in its online presence. The NVIDIA example is perfect. Their website transformation mirrors their shift from GPUs for gaming to AI dominance.
Got it. It highlights the importance of historical web analysis. It's not just about what a website looks like today. It's about how it's changed. It's a narrative.
Speaking of narratives, have you seen the website for the Yamauchi No. 10 Family Office, Nintendo's founding family's office?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, it's unique. It's all about dreaming, leaping, and living a freer future. Very inspiring, but maybe not the best indicator of financial performance. Sort of an outlier in this whole website analysis discussion.
It sounds fascinating. It seems there's a lot more to corporate websites than meets the eye, from investment signals to family philosophies. I see. This has been an enlightening look at the power of digital footprints. Thanks for joining me. And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.